here at the 2013 IFAJ Congress in Argentina. With me is Mari Caro, who is Communications Director for the U.S. Grains Council. And Mari, this is your first trip, first IFAJ Congress. What did you think of it?
Thanks, Cindy. I'm very happy to be here. It is my first trip to Argentina, actually, and my first International Federation of Ag Journalists conference. I feel very honored to have attended, and I'm looking forward to future congresses, and I'm happy to participate.
Well, now, you have a specific goal that, along with the National Corn Growers Association and the Iowa Corn Promotion Board, you all came here for a specific purpose in mind with the new alliance between Brazil, the United States, and Argentina called MAISOL.
Yeah, this Congress was very conveniently located in Argentina this year, and just this May we launched the MAISOL International Grain Alliance between the United States, Brazil, and Argentina, the corn farmers of those countries. And that team is actually meeting, the president and the executive committee is meeting this week in Panama, discussing their first mission, which will be to Korea and China. I'm not sure when, but later this fall. And we're really looking forward to the successes of the program. One of the major drivers, of course, is the increasing, growing middle class and the food demand that middle class will raise, and the responsibility between the United States, Brazil, and Argentina to fill the food security need.
Now, the president of this new alliance is the chairman of the Grains Council, correct?
Yes, that's right. Julia Schaff, Iowa corn farmer, chairman of the U.S. Grains Council, has been active in the U.S. Grains Council for many years. And actually, it was very much his idea to move forward with the MAISOL Alliance.
Well, it's really exciting. So let's talk about the things that you saw and heard while you were here on the Congress. What did you find? What are some of the things that you found most interesting?
You know, what I think was most interesting and something that I will very much take home and use again in the future is the relationships that I've made with international journalists from around the world. A lot of them are avid readers of Global Update, our weekly newsletter. So it was nice to meet with them and get their feedback on our newsletter and what kind of information that they need from the United States, and also to really understand how communication works in their country. And if we're able to better use that information to then carry out the Grains Council's mission, is definitely a success.
It seems like, to me, I heard a lot of the same things that we hear in the United States about sustainability, about feeding a growing population. Did you get that impression as well?
That thought was very prevalent in the Minister of Agriculture, or the Secretary, Minister of Agriculture speech, and how focused and the responsibility that Argentina feels in the growing middle class and the growing food demand that comes with that.
And when we went out on the farm, we saw their no-till. We talked to their no-till organization, and they have quite an adoption of no-till here in this country.
Yes, very impressive. I have read and heard about no-till practices in the United States, but this was my first experience actually seeing the planter move through the field, so that was very neat for me.
Is there anything else you want to add, Mari?
I'm very happy to be part of the IFAJ committee through Agriculture Editors Association, and I look forward to the future congresses.
Here at the IFAJ Congress in Argentina, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.